5. Life in Havona. On Urantia, you pass through a short and intense test during your initial life of material existence. On the mansion worlds and up through your system, constellation and local universe, you traverse the Urantia phases of ascension. On the training worlds of the super-universe, you pass through the true spirit stages of progression and are prepared for eventual transit to Havona. On the seven circuits of Havona, your attainment is intellectual, spiritual, and experiential, and there is a definite task to be achieved on each of the worlds of each of these circuits. Life on the divine worlds of the central universe is so rich and full, so complete and replete, that it wholly transcends the human concept of anything a created being could possibly experience. The social and economic activities of this eternal creation are entirely dissimilar to the occupations of material creatures living on evolutionary worlds like Urantia. Even the technique of Havona thought is unlike the process of thinking on Urantia. The regulations of the central universe are fittingly and inherently natural. The rules of conduct are not arbitrary. In every requirement of Havona, there is disclosed the reason of righteousness and the rule of justice. And these two factors combined equal what on Urantia would be denominated fairness. When you arrive in Havona, you will naturally enjoy doing things the way they should be done. When intelligent beings first attain the central universe, they are received and domiciled on the pilot world of the seventh Havona circuit. As the new arrivals progress spiritually, attain identity comprehension of their super-universe master spirit, they are transferred to the sixth circle. It is from these arrangements in the central universe that the circles of progress in the human mind have been designated. After ascenders have attained a realization of supremacy and are thereby prepared for the deity adventure, they are taken to the fifth circuit, and after attaining the infinite spirit, they are transferred to the fourth. Following the attainment of the eternal Son, they are removed to the third, and when they have recognized the universal Father, they go to sojourn on the second circuit of worlds, where they become more familiar with the paradise hosts. Arrival on the first circuit of Havona signifies the acceptance of the candidates of time into the service of paradise. Indefinitely, according to the length and nature of the creature ascension, they will tarry on the inner circuit of progressive spiritual attainment. From this inner circuit, the ascending pilgrims pass inward to paradise residence and admission to the core of the finality. During your sojourn in Havona as a pilgrim of ascent, you will be allowed to visit freely among the worlds of the circuit of your assignment. You will also be permitted to go back to the planets of those circuits you have previously traversed. And all this is possible to those who sojourn on the circuits of Havona without the necessity of being ensupernifimed. The pilgrims of time are able to equip themselves to traverse achieved space, but must depend on the ordained technique to negotiate unachieved space. A pilgrim cannot leave Havona nor go forward beyond his assigned circuit without the aid of a transport supernovim. There is a refreshing originality about this vast central creation, aside from the physical organization of matter and the fundamental constitution of the basic orders of intelligent beings and other living things. There is nothing in common between the worlds of Havona. Every one of these planets is an original, unique, and exclusive creation. Each planet is a matchless, superb, and perfect production. And this diversity of individuality extends to all features of the physical, intellectual, and spiritual aspects of planetary existence. Each of these billion perfection spheres has been developed and embellished in accordance with the plans of the resident Eternal of Days, and this is just why no two of them are alike. Not until you traverse the last of the Havona circuits and visit the last of the Havona worlds will the tonic of adventure and the stimulus of curiosity disappear from your career. And then will the urge, the forward impulse of eternity, replace its forerunner, the adventure lure of time. Monotony is indicative of immaturity of the creative imagination and inactivity of intellectual coordination with the spiritual endowment. By the time an ascendant mortal begins the exploration of these heavenly worlds, he has already attained emotional, intellectual, and social, if not spiritual, maturity. Not only will you find undreamed-of changes confronting you as you advance from circuit to circuit in Avona, but your astonishment will be inexpressible as you progress from planet to planet within each circuit. Each of these billion study worlds is a veritable university of surprises. Continuing astonishment, unending wonder, is the experience of those who traverse these circuits and tour these gigantic spheres. Monotony is not a part of the Havona career. Love of adventure, curiosity, and dread of monotony, these traits inherent in evolving human nature were not put there just to aggravate and annoy you during your short sojourn on Earth, but rather to suggest to you that death is only the beginning of an endless career of adventure, an everlasting life of anticipation, an eternal voyage of discovery. Curiosity, the spirit of investigation, the urge of discovery, the drive of exploration, is a part of the inborn and divine endowment of evolutionary space creatures. These natural impulses were not given you merely to be frustrated and repressed. True, these ambitious urges must frequently be restrained during your short life on Earth. Disappointment must often be experienced, but they are to be fully realized and gloriously gratified during the long ages to come.